Okay, this next exercise, this next breathing sequence is a lateral breathing sequence. And lateral sideways breathing diversifies your breathing repertoire. So you can kind of have a little toolkit of breathing. So most people think of breathing as an up and down activity of the lungs. When there's tension in the body, there can be a tendency to hold the breath and freeze the middle section of the body. By facilitating the breath laterally, you can help facilitate a sense of three-dimensionality of breathing. It's about fully expanding the breath into the side ribs and full dimensions of the rib cage. So we're just going to explore this exercise just explores the calming effects of lateral breathing. And it's especially beneficial for you if you have difficulty breathing deeply. I've known people who've not who and in clients that have not been able to do that breathing deeply, but they have an easier time doing the lateral breathing. But it takes practice. It takes a bit of awareness and a bit of practice, and it can be helpful to use the image of the gentle movement of the gills of a fish, because this will focus the breathing on the sides of the body. And lungs rather than the front of the body. So you can do this exercise sitting up or laying down, but just touch the side of the body where your ribs are. Just bring your, and I'm doing it with you, okay? So just touch the sides of your body where your ribs are. I want you to just bring in a full breath towards the sides of the body. So it begins to stretch into the rib cage. You can feel your rib cage expanding. So a nice full breath in towards the sides of the body, stretching into the rib cage. And at this point, you can imagine the gills of a fish breathing underwater or a bird's wings expanding sideways. So just breathe in and out, bringing it into the rib cage, not into the chest, not into the stomach, feeling the rib cage expanding. If you can't visualize the images, just place your hands on the sides of your ribs and gently press with the rhythm of the breath. So squeeze gently while exhaling and relax the squeeze when inhaling. So inhale, feel the rib cage stretch out like the gills of a fish or bird's wings. Gently squeezing your ribs as you exhale. And just practice that movement for a few breaths. And as you breathe, just follow the up and down motion of the ribs opening and closing. So breathing in, relaxing the squeeze. And squeezing gently while exhaling. Full breath towards the sides of your body, stretching into the rib cage. You may feel a little tension in your back, but that's just natural because it's a different kind of movement for you. It shouldn't hurt. It should just be a different stretch. So squeezing gently when you exhale. Relax the squeeze in your ribs when you're inhaling. Imagining the gills of a fish or the bird's wings stretching out. So your breath is going into your rib cage. And when you work with this breath in this way, with that lateral expansion, what you can start to notice is a down regulating of your nervous system. So this is like when you're feeling anxious and you're activated, triggered, this is a down regulating, so that you're bringing your parasympathetic nervous system into play in a different way. Just continue with that process for a few minutes. Just see where it goes, see how you get on with it. So touching the side of the body where your ribs are. Breathing normally. There's no need for acknowledging whether it's in through the nose or out through the mouth. It's whichever is working for you. Full breath towards the sides of the body, beginning to stretch your ribcage out. Imagining the gills of a fish breathing underwater, or the bird's wings expanding sideways. So your focus is on expanding the breath laterally, rather than front and back, rather than the previous breathing exercise that we did that was very much at the front. And just a few more. Relaxing the squeeze on your ribs when you're inhaling, and just squeezing your ribs gently when you're exhaling. And just do a couple more. Just seeing where it goes and noticing what you feel. And remember that you're doing this, when you're doing this, you're facilitating a sense of the three-dimensionality of breathing. It's not just all at the front and back. And in this lateral breathing, your tendency is not to freeze the middle section of your body, which can often happen for people when there's tension. So just do two more breaths. And just be aware of the changes, what you're feeling in your body.